With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This is a novel idea. President Biden reportedly considering preemptive pardons for current and former government officials who could find themselves in hot water when the new Trump administration takes over.
Two people familiar with the matter say deliberations have largely been among White House lawyers, but Biden himself has discussed the topic with senior aides. They say no decisions have been made. The preemptive move would be a novel and risky use of presidential power. Pardons are historically afforded to those accused of specific crimes, usually those already convicted.
And that's correspondent Ben Thomas in Washington. President-elect Trump standing firm in his support of Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, and saying Hegseth himself is fighting hard to win confirmation. He's been on Capitol Hill meeting with senators. Seems like the NYPD is zeroing in on a person of interest in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Investigators now know how the individual got to New York and where he stayed.
The masked gunman used ammunition emblazoned with the words, deny, defend, and depose. That's according to law enforcement officials, who also told the AP that the shooter used a silencer on his gun. A motive in the killing has not yet been identified, but the words may refer to a strategy used by insurance companies to deny coverage to patients.
As correspondent Jake Offenhartz in New York says, police have released photos of the suspect, pictures lifted from surveillance video. Also at SRNNews.com, Northern California has been feeling aftershocks following yesterday's magnitude 7 earthquake. It did not produce a feared tsunami. No reports of serious damage or injuries. Today, we'll find out how the job market fared last month. The government releases a November employment report, expected to be a big improvement over October, when a measly 12,000 jobs were created. Dow futures down 57 points. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over a doll and a website.
A South Carolina woman has filed suit against Mattel for leading her young daughter to internet pornography. It all began with the packaging for the company's dolls based on the characters in the Broadway musical Wicked. The box included a message urging kids to visit the Wicked website, but when they did, they arrived at an online porn destination. Mattel blames a misprint on the box and has since recalled the dolls. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LPGA and the USGA have decided that men will not be able to play on the women's golf tour, even if they're living as women. Prior to this, the LPGA allowed men who had undergone sex change operations to play the women's tour. But female golfers protested, pointing out that the surgery does not diminish a man's physical advantages. The LPGA and USGA say their new policy is geared toward being inclusive of so-called gender identities. This is SRN News. A troubled federal prison and some of its satellite facilities are being shuttered.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons told employees and Congress the women's prison in Dublin, California, and its deactive minimum security prison camps in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Florida are shutting down. The reasons being given are inadequate staffing and high costs. 7 months ago, the California prison was temporarily closed in the wake of staff-on-inmate abuse. Hundreds of people who were incarcerated at FCI Dublin are suing the agency. The Bureau of Prisons says this is not downsizing. It is committed to finding jobs for every affected employee. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The NBA returning to China next season, striking a deal to play preseason games there. More than 5 years ago, the league was effectively banned for not punishing a player who had tweeted support of pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. More details at SRNNews.com.